Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers, welcome to today's episode. It's episode 24. We're almost there, and you bet we've been superbly immersed in the one truth and foundation of success in life, the diligent and relentless pursuit of God's word. Today we're delving into the last but one stanza of Psalm 119, stanza 21. That's verses 161 to 168, and the topic is devoted to God's word. This stanza beautifully captures the psalmist's profound reverence and joy in God's word amidst persecution by the powerful elite. Despite facing adversity without cause, the psalmist's heart is filled with awe for God's miraculous words, finding joy and thrill in the promises they reveal. A deep hatred for lies and falsehood makes a point of his passionate commitment to God's teachings. This devotion is expressed through frequent praise and a deep sense of peace for those who love God's word, stressing a desire for salvation and a determination to live positioned in God's will. Our takeaways and success principles for today are a heart that trembles with awe at the miraculous nature of God's promises, which bring joy and excitement that's akin to discovering hidden treasures. A strong disdain for lies and deception reinforces the psalmist's commitment to living truthfully according to God's precepts. The practice of stopping to praise God multiple times a day signifies a life centered around gratitude and recognition of God's perfection. A profound peace and well-being are promised to those who love and follow God's word, shielding them from offense. An expressed longing for God's salvation and a commitment to doing what pleases Him illustrates a deep personal relationship with the divine. Recognizing and revering the miraculous nature of God's word as a foundation for joy and fulfillment, meaning living in awe of divine truth. Commitment to truth and the rejection of falsehood as essential principles for a righteous life. That's integrity and truthfulness. Consistent praise and gratitude. We must incorporate regular moments of gratitude and praise into our daily life as a practice of mindfulness and devotion. Understanding that true peace comes from a deep love for our obedience to God's word. Aligning our desires and actions with God's will is the ultimate goal of life. In his book, The Success Principles, Jack Canfield says, "When you are in a state of appreciation and gratitude, you are in a state of abundance. You're appreciating what you do have instead of focusing on and complaining about what you don't have. Your focus is on what you have received, and you always get more of what you focus on. And because the law of attraction states that like attracts like, you will attract more abundance more to be thankful for to you. The more you are in a state of gratitude, the more you will attract to be grateful for. It becomes an upward spiraling process of ever increasing abundance that just keeps getting better and better. Think about it. The more grateful people are for the gifts we give them, the more inclined we are to give them more gifts. Their gratitude and appreciation reinforces our giving. The same principle holds as true on a universal and spiritual level as it does on an interpersonal level. And this is the way of life the psalmist has invited us to cultivate. In conclusion, the psalmist's reflections reveal a deep and abiding love for God's word, seeing it as a source of joy, guidance, and protection against falsehood and persecution. Through frequent praise and a commitment to living in accordance with divine precepts, the psalmist experiences profound peace and longs for further salvation. This stanza encourages us to find joy in God's promises, live with integrity, and seek divine approval through a life of obedience and praise. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. No matter the circumstances, my heart is steadfast, filled with awe for your miraculous words. I reject every falsehood, choosing joy in your promises like uncovered treasures. My days are saturated with praise, my path aligned with your truth. In your word, I find my peace, my direction, and my salvation. My life is an open book before you, a testament to my love for your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.